Occasionally, a winter storm will leave motorists stranded and locals will come to their aid. That was the case in one small town in 1937. They were suddenly helping 200 people through a three-day ordeal. The story is part of our Best of 2025 series, next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Frank Conklin has lived in Glen, Michigan for just about his entire life. He remembers the main highway that used to pass through this small town.
U.S. 31, and it came to Glen, and then it turned and went east, and then went around and went to the north.
And in the 1930s, Highway 31 was the main highway from Chicago, around Lake Michigan, and up into his home state. But it was an event in the 1930s that brought this small town a lot of attention.
A snow blizzard in 1937, and trucks were all blocked here with big snow drifts and everything.
The blizzard on December 7th of that year stranded about 150 cars and about 50 trucks, over 200 motorists in this very small town. Locals came to the aid of those who were stuck in the storm.
They had breakfast at the restaurant in Glen, and they had places for them to stay, you know, the church and different things. And they were running out of food, but they had a shipment of pancake batter, so they made a lot of pancakes.
Those vehicles were stuck in Glen for 3 days, and that pancake batter fed the entire throng for the duration. The event made national news, with the citizens of Glen supplying pancakes for every meal to get through the blizzard. The next year, the town began a pancake festival. An event at its height included carnival rides and drew quite a crowd. As Daniel Michael explains, the town continues to celebrate pancakes throughout the year, every year.
There are three breakfasts on the main holidays in the summer, and then we have a pancake dinner commemorating the blizzard on December 7th every year.
While the main highway now bypasses this town, many people still do come here for the pancakes, and the welcome sign still proclaims this as Pancake Town, a unique piece of history still celebrated by those who live here. Traveling the countryside in Glen, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.